Cambridge IELTS 9 by University of Cambridge ESOL Examinations, published by Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. CD 2 Test 3 You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section 1. Section 1. You will hear a telephone conversation between a travel company employee and a customer. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Greek Island Holidays, can I help you?
Yes, I hope so. I have a friend who's just come back from Corfu, and she's recommended some apartments in Aralus. She thought they might be on your list.
Aralus, let me see. Can you give me the names?
Yes, the first's Rose Garden Apartments. I'd like to go with another friend in the last week of October.
Well, we've got a lovely studio flat available at that time. I'm sure you'd enjoy the entertainment programme there too, with Greek dancing in the restaurant.
The entertainment programme offers Greek dancing, so Greek dancing has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Greek Island Holidays, can I help you?
Yes, I hope so. I have a friend who's just come back from Corfu, and she's recommended some apartments in Aralus. She thought they might be on your list.
Aralus, let me see. Can you give me the names?
Yes, the first's Rose Garden Apartments. I'd like to go with another friend in the last week of October.
Well, we've got a lovely studio flat available at that time. I'm sure you'd enjoy the entertainment programme there too, with Greek dancing in the restaurant.
And the cost for each of us?
£219.
That sounds very reasonable. I'm just jotting down some notes. Now, the second one she mentioned was called Blue Bay.
Blue Bay. Yes, in fact, that's very popular, and it has some special features.
Really?
The main attraction is the large swimming pool with salt water.
Much healthier, I understand.
That's right. And it isn't far from the beach either, only 300 metres. And only around half a kilometre to some shops, so you don't have to be too energetic.
Is it much more expensive than the first one?
Let me just check. I think at the time you want to go, it's around £260. £275 to be exact.
Right, I've got that. Now, there are just two more apartments to ask you about. I can't read my own writing. Something to do with sunshine, is it?
I think you meant the sunshade apartments. They're on a mountainside.
Any special features?
Yes, each room has its own sun terrace, and there are shared barbecue facilities.
Ooh, sounds lovely.
Yes, it is rather well equipped. It also provides water sports. It has its own beach. There are facilities for water skiing.
Any kite surfing? My friend's quite keen.
Not at the hotel, but I'm sure you'll find some in Arillus. There's also satellite TV in the apartments.
And how much is that one?
£490 with two sharing.
You mean £245 each?
I'm afraid not. Each person has to pay that amount and there must be at least two in an apartment.
Oh, I don't think that would be within our budget, unfortunately. And the last one sounds a bit expensive too. The Grand?
Actually, it's quite reasonable. It's an older style house with Greek paintings in every room and a balcony outside.
Sounds nice. What are the views like?
Well, there are forests all round and they hide a supermarket just down the road, so that's very useful for all your shopping needs. There's a disco in the area too.
And the price?
£319 at that time, but if you leave it till November, it goes down by 40%.
Too late, I'm afraid.
Well, why don't I send you a brochure with full details, Miss...
Nash. But don't worry about that. I'm coming to Upminster soon, and I'll call and get one. I just wanted to get an idea first.
Well, that's fine. We've got plenty here when you come.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
If you've got a minute, could I just check a couple of points about insurance? I got one policy through the post, but I'd like to see if yours is better.
Fine. What would you like to know?
Well, the one I've got has benefits and then the maximum amount you can claim. Is that like yours?
Yes, that's how most of them are.
Well, the first thing is cancellation. If the holiday's cancelled on the policy I've got, you can claim £8,000.
We can improve on that, Miss Nash. For Greek island holidays, our maximum is £10,000.
That's good. Of course, our holiday won't even cost £1,000 together.
It's still sensible to have good cover. Now, if you go to hospital, we allow £600.
Yes, mine's similar.
And we also allow a relative to travel to your holiday resort?
My policy just says their representative will help you.
You can see there's another difference there. And what happens if you don't get on the plane?
Nothing, as far as I can see on this form.
Don't you have a missed departure?
No, I'll just jot that down.
We pay up to £1,000 for that, depending on the reason. And we're particularly generous about loss of personal belongings, up to £3,000, but not more than £500 for a single item.
Then I'd better not take my laptop.
Not unless you insure it separately.
Okay, thanks very much for your time. You've really been helpful. Can I get back to you? Your name is...
Ben Ludlow. That's L-U-D-L-O-W. I'm the assistant manager here. I'll give you my number. It's... 081-260-543-216.
But didn't I phone 081-260-567-294? That's what I've got on the paper.
That's the main switchboard. I've given you my direct line.
Right. Thank you very much for your time.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.